Let's talk about whether or not Congress is dysfunctional. They have this big infrastructure deal, we are told. Senators like Rob Portman and Kristen Sinema getting together this weekend and saying, hey, all these Republican and Democrat senators have all agreed to a big infrastructure package. Let's pass this. Well, is it worth passing? Let's bring out the great Steve Moore. He's a FreedomWorks senior economic contributor, also a Wall Street Journal writer, author of Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. Steve, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Vince, good to be with you. By the way, my rule of politics over the last, 35 years is whenever the Republicans, Democrats hold hands and pass something in a bipartisan way, it's almost always bad for the country.
Do you feel like that now? Do you feel like that with this package?
Yeah, it's a terrible package. It's, first of all, Vince, I got to scold you about one thing. Stop calling this infrastructure. It's basically just the Green New Deal. It's in fact, I ran the numbers last night. Only about $1 in 3 or $1 in 4 out of the $1 trillion is actually for roads and bridges and fixing potholes. Most of the money goes for green energy initiatives. You know, if you, I don't know if you own a Tesla, Vince, but if you do, you know, if you pay $75,000 to $100,000 for a Tesla, the government's going to give you a free electric charge up. You know, they're going to build 10,000 charging stations around the country, and you get to fill up for free.
Yeah, because if anybody needs a handout, it's the guy who can afford a Tesla.
Exactly. No, but there's also, you know, massive amounts of money for you know, new transit systems. DC is an exception, but most places in the country, you know, transit ridership is way, way, way down. We'd be better off just, you know, do you know more people walk to work than use mass transit in this country?
I believe that, actually. I hadn't thought about it before, but I do believe
so
it.
Maybe, here's my idea, Vince. Maybe we should just subsidize sneakers.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea, except that too many of them are made in, like, slave labor shops in China. So there are other problems there.
So I'll tell you another thing, because I'm one of these, you know, dweebs who actually reads these bills. I haven't read the whole thing because I think it's like 1,200 pages.
Sure.
But I went through a lot of it last night. And here's one of my favorites. You know, they say it's all paid for. You know, oh, we paid for it. It's paid for. And, you know, it's all these phony baloney so-called pay-fors. But one of my favorite ones, Vince, you're not going to believe this. So they say they're going to save, I think the number is $30 or $40 billion, by having a new program called an Unemployment Insurance Integrity Fund. And I thought, gee, what's that? Oh, we're going to make sure there's no fraud in the program. Wait a minute. They passed that extension of unemployment a year and a half ago. We spent $200 billion in Maryland alone, which is not that big a state, what, maybe 6-7 million people. Maryland has 500,000 fraudulent claims for $2 billion. In California, $30 billion in fraud. And now these schemesters in Washington are going to say, oh, we're going to stop the fraud, and then we're going to use those, quote, savings to pass another $1 trillion spending bill.
And it's, by the way, it's not about anything that would actually occur. It's just this is all just you taking advantage of the way that Congress scores bills, right? It's not about, they would not resolve any fraud. They would just get this legislation passed.
Exactly. I mean, it's all, everyone knows that you're just phony baloney, but can you imagine if a private businessman tried to do that in their accounting?
Yeah.
I mean, we would throw them in jail and throw away the key. So it's a lot of, and here's the thing, AOC said last week, and so did Nancy Pelosi, oh, we're not going to pass our $3.5 trillion spending bill unless we get this bipartisan deal with the Republicans on the $1 trillion bill.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, you got a deal. We'll pass neither. I mean, the last thing we need to do right now is pass another $1 trillion, $2 trillion, $3 trillion, $4 trillion spending bill. I mean,
sure.
we are already $20 trillion in debt. We have a $4 trillion budget. We already passed a $1.9 trillion. I mean, I know people's eyes are glazing over because these numbers are so large, but come on. At some point we're gonna bankrupt this country if we continue on this course.
What's the relationship? We talk about it a lot, but what's the relationship between inflation and government spending at this level?
Well, you know, what happens is, you know, there's only three ways to fund government spending. By the way, this is why it's so phony baloney when they say government spending is a stimulus to the economy, because it's not like there's free money out there. They can fund, this is sort of economics 100, right? Number one way they can fund government spending is by taxing people. Well, that doesn't help the economy. The second way they can fund the government is by borrowing money, which they've been doing, you know, the tune of, you know, $20 to $30 trillion over the last 30 years. And the third way they can fund government is by printing money. And ultimately, that's what we're doing here. we're borrowing all this money. The Federal Reserve is buying the bonds. And how do they get the money to buy the bonds? They print money. Well, you know, it's pretty obvious, Vince. If the federal government is printing more money, what happens to inflation?
That's right. It goes up because there's so much more money in the system, and that, then everything becomes more expensive.
Wait. Hold on. No, President Biden actually said the opposite. Remember, a week and a half ago, he said the way to stop inflation is for us to spend and borrow and print $4 trillion more. Remember, he said that in the CNN town hall.
Yeah, that's like, you know, I remember in Napoleon Dynamite, the character Pedro was running for president, and his promise was vote for Pedro and all of your wildest dreams will come true. It was like, it's like he just says literally anything, and then like, oh, okay, that sounds good to me.
Well, it also reminds me of that. One of my favorite scenes is when Chevy Chase in the movie Vacation. You know, he's caught in the pool with Christie Brinkley, and he's having that talk with his son, and he said, "Oh, you know, I don't like her. You know, I wasn't skinny dipping in the pool with Christie Brinkley because I liked her." And his son says to him, "Great story, Dad. You think Mom will buy it?"
It's true. It's totally true. So on this infrastructure thing, what's interesting to me about this conversation, I agree with you. It's just when Republicans and Democrats agree, that has actually been the source of a lot of chaos for the United States. And it's led us down a lot of destructive roads, especially over these last few decades. I think of NAFTA. I think of China's introduction to the World Trade Organization.
Right.
I mean, I can find example after the Iraq War. Give me example after example of example where bipartisanship
has
been a complete disaster.
How about George Bush's breaking his no new taxes pledge? That was, the bipartisan bill.
Sure.
So you're right. These are we usually get the short end of the stick in these deals.
So is there an area? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say this because usually when you if I'm negotiating with you, Vince, I say, I'll give you this, right? And you give me that, right? That's the way a negotiation works. Well, tell me, Vince, what did Republicans get?
Yeah, I guess the one thing that they claim is they got there was all this funding for the IRS that was supposed to be built into that's not going to be there anymore.
Yeah, but that was some, that's in fact, we worked. I think I was on your show. Remember, we talked about how crazy that idea was. So we did take that up. But what did we get? Here's the thing. If I were the Republicans negotiators, I would have sat down on the first day with Chuck Schumer and Pelosi and say, OK, we're going to negotiate something. But here is we have to have this. If this is an infrastructure bill, we need to give the green light to the Keystone XL pipeline. After all, that's vital infrastructure, and that doesn't cost a penny. And if you're not serious about that, you're not serious about infrastructure. And then I would have walked away. And if Democrats say, let them take their case to the American people about why they don't want to fund pipelines, which we desperately need to retain our energy independence.
Yeah, that's for sure. Man. As always, Steve Moore, it's always good to talk to you, sir, and get your take on all of this. I think your dream may come true, though. All of this crazy spending may end up being destroyed. And this is one of those rare moments where you're on team Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because it looks like she may be the reason.
You go, girl. Yeah, you go. You blow it up. I'll be right next to you, because she says, if we don't get one, we don't get the other. So let's get neither.
All right. There you go. Steve Moore, AOC, on the same page. Write the headlines. Thank you, Steve.
See you, Vince.